Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Keegan-Michael Key has the lead, Peter, with 4 correct answers and 4 points. Amy Dickinson has 2 points, and Roy Blunt Jr. has 2 points.
All right, let's flip a coin.
Let's get him, Roy.
All right, let's see if I can screw this up.
All right. We have flipped a coin. Amy is elected to go second, so Roy, you're up first. Please fill in the blank.
All right.
Engineers struggled to cap the undersea well spilling oil off the coast of blank.
Coast of Louisiana.
Right. In an effort to reshape the central bank, President Obama nominated 2 economists and a lawyer to the blank board on Thursday.
Federal Reserve Board.
Right. After a week of speculation, Florida Governor Blank announced he would run for the Senate as an independent.
Charlie Crist.
Right. Police in California were not that surprised that they were forced to arrest a man named Blank for being drunk in public.
His name was, first name was, first initials were I.M., and his last name was Drunk.
No.
No, I don't know.
His name was Jim Beam. One of the men convicted of the 1965 assassination of Blank was released from prison on Tuesday.
Malcolm X.
Right. Police in California raided the home of Gizmodo editor Jason Chen as part of their investigation into the lost Blank prototype.
iPhone.
Right. Mm. A blind Australian man was refused entry into a restaurant when the proprietors misunderstood and thought his guide dog was Blank.
Was the... what he was bringing to have cooked for him.
No, this is entree. No, they thought his guide dog was a gay dog.
What?
Before entering the restaurant, Ian Jolly asked if he could bring in his guide dog, Nudge. His guide dog.
Oh, guide dog.
But because of his thick Australian accent, the owners thought he said gay dog.
Oh.
Jolly filed a complaint, and the judge awarded them $1,400. When Jolly responded to the thing, oh, good day, mate. The judge thought he called him a gay dog, made him put the money back. As to what a gay dog is and why the restaurant would not want one, we don't know.
I have never known a dog that would not hump anybody's leg.
Right.
I mean,
it's pretty true. All dogs are bi. Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. Right. Apparently, unless you're in a Thai restaurant in Australia. Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and Roy has the lead.
Well done.
All right.
All right, Amy, you're up next. Fill in the blank. After a 3-day standoff, the Senate finally agreed to a debate on the blank bill.
The financial regulation?
Yeah, financial regulatory reform. After his brother was killed in a plane crash, the twin of the president of blank indicated he might run for the position.
Poland.
Right. Civil rights activist Dorothy Height was eulogized at the National Cathedral by blank on Thursday.
President Obama.
Right. An article in the Philadelphia Daily News about an attack on 2 men wearing Nazi uniforms began with the line blank.
Nazi uniforms, Nazi in this town.
No. How did they not see this coming?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Although he's recovering from a brain hemorrhage, the manager of reality TV and rock star Blank said the star could resume touring as soon as next month.
Poison?
Close enough. Well, Bret Michaels of Poison. You knew that. Good enough. This week marked the 30th anniversary of that popular office supply, the Blank.
The Post-it.
Authorities in California are investigating a voter fraud case in which people were fooled into registering as Republicans by blanking.
Roy got all the easy ones. I don't get that. Like, why? Okay, they were fooled into registering.
They thought they were registered as Republicans, but they thought they were doing what?
Re-registering.
No, they thought they were signing a petition to legalize marijuana.
Crafty.
An investigation by the Orange County Register said the main source of the problem was an $8 bounty offered by the California Republican Party for each new Republican registered. But they said that pot advocates were partially responsible for being such easy marks.
Because guess why?
They just baited the petition with Cheetos, and the next thing you know.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Amy do?
Amy had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 12 points and is tied with Roy Blunt for the lead.
So exciting. All right, how many then? How many then does Keegan need to win?
4 to tie, 5 to win.
Okay. All right. There we go.
All right.
Here we go, Keegan. This is for the game. Mm-hmm. Fill in the blank. Volunteers across the South began cleaning up in the wake of last weekend's blanks.
tornadoes.
Right. After finishing a 20-year sentence in the U.S. for drug trafficking, former Panamanian dictator Blank was extradited to France.
Noriega.
To await trial there for Noriega, mm-hmm. Right. Responding to a question from a fourth grader, the mayor of Provo, Utah, revealed that he did not have Blank.
The answer. did not have a pen.
Did not have a golden toilet. They thought he did. Huh. In a golden house. A bipartisan group of senators sent a letter urging the founder of Blank to protect the privacy of its 400 million users.
Facebook.
Right. A Wisconsin woman arrested for shooting blow darts at pedestrians said she had done so because Blank.
Because those damn kids came into my yard.
No, because she liked to hear people say, ouch.
That was, that's fascinating. That was my 46th guest.
It was just a fun afternoon for Paula Wall, sitting in her black minivan, shooting blow darts at people through the window, and then laughing uproariously when they said, ouch. There's no record of what sound she made when she was arrested. Carl.
Oh, funny.
Did Keegan do well enough to win?
He needed at least four to tie, but Keegan had just three correct answers.
Oh, my goodness.
With 12 points, Amy Dickinson and Roy Blunt Jr. are co-champions.
Well done.
Roy. Roy, I would chest bump you, but my cleavage would get in the way, and then we'd have an earthquake.
That's worth it.